Good morning. This is the KVNF local news for Thursday, August 22, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. A group of five governors have asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to not add the lesser prairie chicken to the threatened species list. According to the Denver Post, governors from Colorado, Kansas, Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma say public-private partnerships between landowners and developers can more effectively protect the habitat for the vulnerable bird. In a letter to Fish and Wildlife Director Dan Ash, the governors claimed that protecting the bird under the Endangered Species Act could slow oil, gas, and wind energy development across the plains. After working on the issue since 1996, the five states released a proposed conservation plan for the bird in April, which includes monitoring the bird's habitat and population. The plan would enable public agencies to help landowners lower fences, alter livestock grazing patterns, or make other changes to better protect the bird's habitat. The Post reports that officials from Fish and Wildlife say they've received the governor's latest letter and are working on a response. Officials are expected to decide whether to add the bird to the threatened species list by next March. The Post also reports Coloradans are consuming 15% more energy per household than the national average, but paying 23% less. An analysis from the Federal Energy Information Administration says that cost difference has to do with the type and price of energy in Colorado. Statistics based on a 2009 survey of residential energy use say the 103 million BTUs of energy consumed by a Colorado household in a year costs just over $1,500. Most of that energy comes from home and hot water heating, fueled by natural gas, which in the greater Rocky Mountain region has become much cheaper than in the rest of the country. The price of rooftop solar installation is also lower in Colorado than the rest of the country, which could be contributing to lower energy costs. The Arch Coal Foundation announced yesterday it will award another $10,000 in grants this year to Delta County teachers. According to a press release from the foundation, the grants will be given to teachers who push for innovative teaching ideas. Jim Miller, general manager for the West Elk Mine near Somerset, said students in Delta County had benefited from teacher innovations in the past. Eligible teachers and educators could receive awards of up to $500 per year. Personnel from the Mountain Coal Company, educators, and community members will judge the grant applications. The victim of a shooting in Montrose on Tuesday has been issued a citation for false reporting to authorities after Montrose police officials say her testimony about the incident did not match up with evidence collected at the scene. The woman, 54-year-old Cindy Booth, was transported to Montrose Memorial Hospital around 2 p.m. on Tuesday with a gunshot wound. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Booth told authorities that an intruder had broken into her home and forced her from a bedroom to another location in the home, where he then shot her in the arm with a handgun. Montrose Commander Gene Lillard told KVNF yesterday that when Booth was brought in for questioning, her story did not match up with evidence that officers collected at the scene. Booth was then issued the citation, a Class 3 misdemeanor. Lillard told KVNF the department has a, quote, pretty good idea of what actually took place, and said that the gunshot was probably either an accident or self-inflicted, but that authorities are not releasing any further details at this time. The name of the police officer who shares the home with Booth is not being released, but Lillard says neither the office nor his officer nor his family are suspects in the case. As concerns over water shortages continue to grow in western Colorado, water officials say the day when neighboring states begin to demand more water from Colorado is growing near. Eric Kuhn, general manager of the Colorado River Water Conservation District, told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel on Tuesday that 2013 will be the third driest year for Lake Powell, adding that low reservoir levels, quote, have everyone's attention. The Sentinel reports this year's water runoff was 35% to 50% of normal through July. Meanwhile, the Southern Nevada Water Authority called for federal disaster relief this month to deal with water shortages in the Colorado River system. The BLM just this week announced it's looking at storing more water than usual in Lake Powell next year. Under an agreement from 1922, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming are required to deliver 7.5 million acre-feet of water to the lower Colorado River basin every year. Some of that water is also sent to Mexico. Though the requirement is based on a 10-year rolling average and so far hasn't seen any problems, some officials claim repeated low runoff years could cause problems by 2021. Additionally, a so-called peace agreement in the 1922 contract expires in 2025. According to Eric Kuhn, a separate agreement between the Colorado River District, Western Slope water users, and Denver Water has yet to be signed, but is still being honored by all sides. A Grand Junction couple, Glenn and Linda Eyre, were killed in January when they were run down by a vehicle in a Grand Mesa parking lot while they were cross-country skiing. Officials with the U.S. Forest Service had long prioritized revamping the dangerous pullout off Colorado Highway 65 at the Delta Mesa County line. The Sentinel reports that on Wednesday, crews leveled ground in preparation for an 84-space parking lot located well away from the roadway. Plans for the parking area were stalled for years because of a lack of funding, Forest Service spokeswoman Leanne Loop said. The more than $1 million in improvements at the Skyway Trailhead and County Line Trailhead are possible thanks to a collaboration of agencies. Agencies that contributed to the new parking area include Delta County, which provided labor and equipment to grade the new lot, and Mesa County, which provided materials for the project. Also received funds from the Grand Mesa Nordic Council, a federal National Scenic Byways grant, a federal Secure Rural Schools grant, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Colorado Department of Transportation. Forest Service officials also have identified the Ward Lake and Jumbo Lake trailheads as being potentially dangerous. And finally, the Sentinel also reports that people under 21 who are caught with less than 2 ounces of marijuana now face a petty offense instead of a misdemeanor charge in Grand Junction, according to an ordinance passed by Grand Junction city councilors on Wednesday night. The change falls in line with regulations outlined by the state's Amendment 64, which allows limited marijuana use for adults 21 and older. And that's the news for today. I'm Marty Derlin. Thanks for listening.